This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Hey, welcome to Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Classes in session. Epic segment weekly here at Busted Pencils. We've got an exciting guest for all you listeners out there, especially you local listeners in Wisconsin, because we have with us today Teacher Hallie from Educators Amplified, Hallie Newman, Schmeling, running for school board.
Sure
this am. Is exciting. Welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Jess, how are you doing as well?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you for asking. So excited to be here and to catch up with you, Hallie. Sounds like you have been quite busy.
Very much so.
Well, educators are always busy, right? And there's never a shortage of work. I mean, that's part of us always having this talk here on Busted Pencils to kind of, you know, get a sense of what teachers are up to, how they're feeling, what they're doing. And we've said it so many times together with you and Joanna about, hey, we just have so many teachers who know school is not working for children, for families, for our communities, for strengthening democracy, and that public schools are the bedrock of our democracy. So what can we do about it? Well, we can teach, but sometimes the barriers are beyond what teachers can do. We've said that over and over. And then, Hallie, you decided, already doing so much for education, that you were going to do democracy in action to the 10th degree, and you were going to take up charge and run for school board. Tell us a little bit about that decision and a little bit about that process. I can't even imagine running for school board. Thank you for doing that, but tell us about it.
Yeah, so a couple things go through my head. So first, it kind of came to this conclusion of me deciding to run because, well, I should say, I never thought that I would run for like a local or office. You know what I mean? Like I'm a teacher, you know, so I thought I'd be in the classroom. And then, I left the classroom about a year and a half ago, and that was a hard decision. And right after I left the classroom, I jumped right into being my local, president of the teacher union. Okay. So I was the president of the teachers union where I live. And the whole reason I was elected, even though I wasn't teaching in the district, was because the teachers were so in fear of retribution or having a target on their back that they elected me. So I worked with the teachers and helped us like reform, get back in action. And I loved it. Like, I love working with teachers. I love the creativity. I love how they can take really hard situations and be like, we're going to come up with a solution and we're not going to have a budget to figure it out. Like, teachers are absolutely amazing. But after a year of doing it, the district and school board refused to meet with me. So I would ask to meet with them and they'd say no. And they'd say it was because I wasn't an employee. And I'm like, but I'm the elected official. Like, I'm elected to represent these employees. And after hearing no so many times, honestly, I sat down with the teachers and I'm like, all right, I can continue to do this and I'm more than happy to. But I feel like we're in a space now where we could restructure. Y'all, lead your union and I'll run for school board.
Hey.
And they were like, all right, let's do it. So that's kind of how I got to this, from real backing from teachers and feeling like, okay, like we could see how the system is set up right now, and I can point out a million flaws, but also accepting of what it is. How can I help? I guess, especially the teachers in the district that I live in really have better working conditions. And that would be if I get on the board.
I love it. So for our listeners, Hallie, tell us a little bit about the process. Because we think about it, we've said it here. I've said it so many times, but I've never broken it down for our listeners. Say, hey, you want to get involved, go to a school board meeting, be active in your school community, and run for school board. That's an important mm-hmm. part of the democratic process and the localization of school decisions and things. So tell us a little bit about the district kind of you're running mm-hmm. for and the process, because it's a mystery to most of us. Like, what do you do if you right. decide, hey, I want to run for school board?
Right. So I'm running for Menominee Falls School Board. Menominee Falls is a Waukesha County school district. And how it works is honestly, like, there's a administrator assistant or a clerk's office or one of the two within every district. And I contacted her. I said, I want to run for school board. What do I do? So there's some paperwork you have to fill out, which is pretty, you know, self-explanatory, like your name. I will say something I found interesting, especially because a lot of school board elections have turned very partisan, that like I literally had to write on my declaration of candidacy, nonpartisan. You know, so I was like, okay, like this, I always knew, but this confirmed it for me that I had to say nonpartisan on the declaration. And then, so like there was that piece of paper, which is the declaration of candidacy. And then another paperwork about preparing to do like your financial kind of like campaign stuff. So again, it's like a pretty easy one pager form. I think the hardest thing was that I'd never done it before. So I was double guessing myself and feeling like, okay, like this goes to the state of Wisconsin. It's a big deal, you know, but like, really, I brought it back to the clerk's office. She was like, I'll look it over and I'll let you know if it looks good. And I was like, oh, okay. Then she looked at it and was like, oh, you forgot to check this box here. So then I checked that box there. And then she's like, all right, you're good to go. And I was like, thank you. And so I think because it's a local election, it was pretty like very much like if I wanted my hand held the whole way, I could. But I do believe anyone could fill out these forms and run. So that was kind of like the process as far as like just to submit so that I'm on the ballot. The rest of it is like the wild, wild west is what I would say. Or actually, I was thinking about, you know, you were talking about how I've come on here and talked about what it's like in the classroom. And I would really say that a lot of things campaigning to me are very similar to teaching. And the biggest one is that, like, I'm always on, you know, like if I'm at the grocery store, I'm mindful of like, you know, what I'm up to when I'm at, you know, I go to meet and greets, I'm on, you know, like everywhere I go right now, who knows? I don't think I'm being too hypersensitive because I do believe people see me. Like I've been wearing this hat that says vote. I have a pin that says vote for Hallie Newman Schmaling. So like, it wouldn't be weird if people put together that I'm Hallie Newman Schmaling, but like, I just feel like I'm always on at my bowling league. At 9 o'clock at night on a Saturday, I'm on. So like, that's, you know, but to me, that's teaching where like from the time you clock into the time you clock out, you're on. So it takes a lot of energy to campaign and be out and here.
I love that, Hallie. It reminds me, we always talk about it when we are teaching and especially as I work mm-hmm. with so many future teachers and for some of them so young coming into this, they're finishing undergraduate college and they've never thought of themselves as being in a political position, mm-hmm. but being a teacher is in a public school is a political position, right? Like you just described it really well. When we're at the grocery store, our students see us, right? And we're on mm-hmm. and we are democracy in action all the time. We're mm-hmm. living examples of that, what it means to be a contributing adult in our community. So appreciate that work. And I'm thinking about all the work you've done here on Busted Pencils with Educators Amplified and in your classroom and working with young people and with so many teachers. I think about how you will always say, you know, students all deserve a regulated adult, like mm-hmm. someone who's, and when you tell me you're on, I'm just imagining you're carrying that regulation we talked about, not rules, mm-hmm. but that mm-hmm. idea of like being balanced, being bipartisan, nonpartisan, being on the common ground for families and community. So Hallie, I think it's awesome. You're breaking it down for us. Love this process. Love that you're running. Tell us a little bit about, like, when you're at meet and greets and when you're in this process, like, what are the topics discussed? What are some of the, what are some of the issues that are hot from Menominee Falls?
Well, the two biggest things that have stuck out to me is one, you know, now that I'm out of the classroom, something that I've been able to see is how much people do support teachers and trust their teachers. Because when I was in the classroom, I did not feel that way. And I get it because of how the system is set up, where the system really tells you do whatever the parents tell you to do, or, you know, you have to stay very like in a box. So you really can't hear what's out there because you're more worried about like, quote unquote, saying the wrong thing. So that's been really neat for me at these meet and greets to hear how much people do trust their teachers and do love their child's teachers. So that's been neat. But the second biggest thing that's really been going on is, you know, I'm in Waukesha County and it's not unique to Waukesha County, but in several other spaces in Southeast Wisconsin, the school boards have been taken over by extreme right-wing ideology. And so what I've really dedicated to in this campaign is I want to win. I definitely want to win. I want to serve on the board. But I realize that there's a part of it that's out of my control, right? Like, it's a low turnout election. Hopefully I can get more people out to vote. But like, there's an aspect of it that's out of my control that I'm like, if I concentrate too much on winning, I'm going to get dysregulated. So my regulated goal is about just, I want to educate the community about what is happening in our schools because I've been able to work with the teachers union and I'm a teacher myself. So I have those two perspectives and experiences to be able to really explain what's going on. And I have a captive audience, right? Because people are like, who's this Hallie Newman-Schmeling? Should I vote for her or not? So something I really loved doing and talking about is I started this campaign called Talk About It Tuesday, where every Tuesday I talk about topics like curriculum, class size, supplemental materials, transparency, book banning. And I like just lay out the facts on like what's been happening in our district. And people, I think, are like, what? You know, or like they're in shock. And then they're like, what can we do? You know, like, because people support teachers, but they don't know what they don't know. So that's been like the most rewarding for me of like, I feel heard. You know what I mean?
Oh, I love it. I love it. Talk About It Tuesdays.
Yeah.
You know, Hallie Newman-Schmeling, like telling you the what, not the how, not the how, like the what, not how to think, but the what, the facts about those topics that so many folks not deep in education as a teacher, like I love this. You're connecting dots, right? This is huge. And I love your regulated goal. I think it's a phenomenal goal, right? To be a platform to share the what. What are those facts we know about curriculum, about school safety, about access to reading materials, all these really important things that are happening, not just in Menominee Falls, probably all over Wisconsin. And I know all across our country. And that local school boards play a role in. It's a huge part of our democratic process. What our children learn, how their teachers are supported or not supported, or just like Hallie was saying, how often teachers, we do feel like maybe we're not supported because the headlines and the news don't always, you know, paint an accurate picture of what it's like to be a teacher. But here we're having those dots connected. I love it. We're going to make sure that folks listening to this in the description have a way to connect to your Talk About It Tuesdays, because that's, I love it. What a phenomenal thing, whether you were running for school board or not. And, you know, hopefully that continues on and folks listening get out and vote. But the idea here is what a great opportunity to really share the what, right?
Yep.
So before we part ways, we got a couple more minutes in class today, just class in session. We have Hallie Newman-Schmeling here with us, running for school board in Menominee Falls. You know, talk a little bit about now, just in general, school boards, because I know our listeners are like, cool, oh, this lady's running for school board. She was a teacher. She's sharing the what. I like this. But what does a school board actually do?
Yeah. So, okay. I'll be honest. I have my interpretation of what a school board does and then what I see going on. So, like I said before, I'm in Waukesha County. So what I have really seen is the hierarchy being like taken full advantage of, where the school board is on top and whatever they say, they give the directive to the superintendent, who gives the directive to the building principals, who gives the directive to the teachers, and so on. And what the school board has been doing is, right, they really monitor and enact or take away policies. And so policies can range from harassment to challenging books to what teachers can wear to, you know, I mean, it runs the gamut. And then also curriculum, you know, it's kind of like they oversee what the district does for curriculum are the two main things I've really seen. Now, on the surface, though, like curriculum policy, cool, you're kind of overseeing. And it sounds good in theory of like, in Menominee Falls, there's 7 school board members and they're elected. And so there's 7 community members that will oversee this public service. And I get it and I'm down for it. But what's really happening is that, right, like I said before, the hierarchy, that power over, is in play. So for myself on the school board, if I'm elected, is I really want to like even this out and to be able to like showcase what a power with structure looks like. That there's the perspective and there's the expertise, if we can say that totally, but the experiences of the school board, then the perspective of the administration, and then also the perspective of the teachers. And all three need to come together with 33%, right, for each in order to make decisions. Because I keep saying, like, right now we have 7 school board members with the same ideology. So it's really one mind. And I'm like, how can they possibly be thinking about all of the perspectives of the wide range of students, right? But then I even think about myself and I'm like, I don't even know if 7 of me would necessarily be a great thing either. So that's why I'm saying that all perspectives need to be working together to come to a decision. And it's, I mean, right, we're going to have difficult conversations and we're going to have to listen to each other and we're going to have to come to compromises. But like, we have to listen to the people who are on the front lines in order to inform what curriculum is best and or what policies are best. So I hope that I helped.
Yeah, I love that. I love that, power with, not over. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. That's what a great vision and platform to be running with the diversity of other folks who advocate for perspectives on the school board. Mm-hmm. Hallie, where can our listeners get more? Where can they connect to, you know, the Menominee Falls race, but also just in general, mm-hmm. if they're curious, how do they learn about who they should vote for? Where can they get that kind of information? What are some tips you can give the listener?
I think 2 things that come to mind is, one, well, for myself, you can go to Facebook, Hallie Newman Schmeling - Menominee Falls School Board. You can see my Talk About It series and all sorts of other things I'm talking about. You can also go to my website, hallieforschoolboard.com, all words. But as far as like, if you're living somewhere outside of Menominee Falls, I think the League of Women Voters does a really nice job. It's called like Voter 411. And they just have information. That's what they serve to do. They never endorse anybody, but they provide information. So that's kind of a one-stop shop. Also, hopefully your school district has information on their webpage. I'll be honest, Menominee Falls doesn't, which is discouraging, but I've noticed other school districts do. And so that's kind of a tip off for people. Like if your district doesn't have a lot of information, that could be cause for question mark and concern of like, why wouldn't they provide information? And if they do, then you're like, good, this is transparency. So yeah, I think there's tons of information out there, but know that everyone's kind of trying their best. Local newspapers is another resource as well, but local elections are much more difficult to get the word out, I feel like, but it's so important. So try to find that info.
Absolutely. And folks, get out and vote wherever you're at. These small elections actually have big impacts. And what a great time to get civically engaged. April 1st is this vote. Early voting already started, right? Mm-hmm. So lots of ways to connect. You can connect with the Civic Media website as well for more information across Wisconsin about how to be an early voter or where to go vote, find that information. Hallie Newman Schmaley, running for school board, Menominee Falls. Thanks for being with us. Educator Amplified, Teacher Hallie, all these hats. Today you're wearing the vote hat. Love it. Running for school board. We appreciate you. Thanks for busting pencils with us.
Thank you.
And now for your moment of zen. Give people what they need. Food, medicine, clean air, pure water, trees and grass, pleasant homes to live in, some hours of work, more hours of leisure. Don't ask who deserves it. Every human being deserves it.
Thanks for listening to Busted Pencils Class in Session with fan favorite here, Hallie Newman Schmaley from Educators Amplified, running for school board. So remember, wherever you are listening from, to get out and vote in your local elections. That's democracy in action every day here at Busted Pencils and anywhere you're getting civically engaged. And hey, while you're at it, you can always grab great podcasts like this one. And you can search Busted Pencils on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Of course, you can always find us on the Civic Media website or at bustedpencils.com. Hey, and don't forget to find us throughout the week, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, with homerooms, class in session, and always loads of fun to wrap up the work week on Fridays. And listen up, pencil busters. You can always catch us, Busted Pencils, at 3 p.m. Central Time across all the Civic Media network stations for an hour of your favorite blue-collar scholars, Tim and Johnny, and keep busting pencils.